Hello, this is Susan with Sight into Sound in Houston, Texas, and today is day 15 of the series of Lenten readings and meditations that I've prepared for you. Today I'm going to share something that I just discovered, and I thought you would like to know it too. You're probably all familiar with the Serenity Prayer, but the three lines that we are used to were only part of a longer prayer, and I thought it was interesting to find out a little more detail about the prayer itself. The Serenity Prayer was originally written by theologian Reinhold Niebuhr in the 1930s or 40s as part of a sermon. Though the full prayer is longer, the Serenity Prayer is best known for the first three lines. God, grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. The full length of the prayer is not as well known, but is also beautiful. God, give me grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things which should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. I've shared this prayer with many people, and they've all told me how much it means to them. And I refer to this prayer in my own life frequently. Thank you, and I wish you serenity and courage. Bye-bye.